afar.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Well, good morning. It is a new day, and your guest host filling in for Rhett Palmer is Pastor Trevor Rayborn. I am a pastor serving at Morning Star Church, located in Vero Beach, Florida, just on the south side on Oslo Road, just west of Dixie. And filling in for Rhett Palmer, I'm very excited to share God's word with you this morning. If you are listening out there, whether it's in the wee hours of the morning or even later in the day, God has a new word for you today from His holy word. The Bible says that His mercies are new each and every morning. And so with His spirit and His power, we are given forgiveness in Christ Jesus, and you are a new creation in Christ. And here on this radio program, we truly believe that Christ is King. Well, this morning, I've been able to come in and fill in a few times, and we've shared some interviews of some testimonies, and this morning, I want to change things up just a little bit, do something a little bit different, and I want to talk about the mission of the church. What is it? What is the purpose of the church itself? And before we think that the church is simply a building or a system, remember that it's a people. The people are the church. And we live in a day and age where even after COVID, there's been a lot of people who have been living in isolation or feeling that there's no real need for the gathering of the saints. And yet the Word of God says very clearly in Hebrews that we should not neglect the fellowship of the saints. And so, you know, that's that call, that weekly gathering where we commune with one another as we lift up our voices and we praise Jesus Christ together. And we do this as a body of believers. It's distinctively Christian that we come together and we're called to worship the Lord and remember Him. Just as we read in Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, one of them is to make the Sabbath day holy. And so in one way, it's being obedient by coming to church and worshiping the Lord. And so my encouragement to anyone listening, even right now, if you've been living in isolation or feel like you are able to worship God by yourself, while of course we can read our Bibles by ourselves, we can sing songs by ourselves, but we are called not to be by ourselves. Even our adoption into the family of God is we have a Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, right? We're one family with God, but we're also family among other believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And so it really then gets us to think about, well, then what does that mean for me in my mission and purpose in the church? So I'd like to give a definition. Kevin DeYoung wrote this definition out about what the mission of the church is, and I really like it. The mission of the church is the task given by God for the people of God to accomplish in the world. Let me repeat that again. The mission of the church is the task given by God for the people of God to accomplish in the world. Now, after getting that definition there, this will really tell us what the mission of God is. The Latin term that we've studied in seminary would be what's called Missio Dei. And it's a term that we get out of the New Testament, particularly in the book of Acts. But there's a lot of things that go on with the mission of the church. That is the fact that it's a task given by God for the people of God to accomplish in the world. In the simplest terms, the mission of the church, it is the Great Commission. We actually see the Great Commission come up a few times, not just in the last chapter of the book of Matthew. We'll look at a few other aspects of the ones being sent out to proclaim the good news. But in talking about the mission of the church, we're not just trying to think about all the good things Christians can or should do to love your neighbors and to be salt and light in the world. The issue at hand really relates to the church as a church. What do we collectively, as some organized group, must we be about as God's people if we're to faithfully accomplish his purposes in this world. If the word church is important, so is the word mission. While mission doesn't appear in most of our English Bibles, it's still a very biblical word. There's a writer by the name of Eckhard Schnabel who wrote a 2,000-page essay or book on early Christian mission. He also wrote another work on Paul, the missionary, and he talks a lot about what it means about being sent out. If I could just share a brief excerpt. He writes, "The argument that the word mission does not occur in the New Testament is incorrect. The Latin verb metere corresponds to the Greek verb apostolin, which occurs 136 times in the New Testament, 97 times in the Gospels, used for Jesus having been sent by God and for the 12 being sent by Jesus." Let me break this down for you. While we don't see the word mission in the English, we do see this word metere in a Latin translation, which really comes back to a Greek word where it says here, we have the word apostolen. And this is also where we get the word apostle, like the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ, right? You think of those 12 disciples. Well, apostle is a Greek word from the word apo and stelo, apostello. And that's really two words put together. Apo means to be out from, and stelo to mean to be sent. And so people who are Jesus followers, and if you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, you are a Jesus follower, and you are a sent one. Jesus, in him being our greatest example of living life, how we live our lives is to follow the ways of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Luke 4 says this, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering the sight to the blind and to set at liberty those who are oppressed." Jesus, quoting from Isaiah here, is saying that his mission was to proclaim the good news. And if that's what Jesus was doing, as he said, the kingdom of God is at hand, and he's there to proclaim the idea of us being a people of reconciliation, to help people know that there is a way to know God, and it's through Jesus Christ, then that's what we're called to do as Christians, to tell others. Of course, when we think about being obedient to the Great Commission, we must also be involved in missions, but not every mission might be like one of those missionaries. While certainly true that we should all be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have, like we read in 1 Peter 3:15, that we all should adorn ourselves with the gospel, with our good works, that we should help others with and walk in the, as we read in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, talks about that we would walk in the good works that God has prepared ahead of time. And those are things that make us all kind of missionaries, but we're a little bit different than, let's say, people who are sent out to different locations in the world to do a specific work or task. But our fundamental identity as a church, and again, here's another Latin word for you, is the word ecclesia. And just like apostello, apostle, it's two words put together, ecclesia is also kind of two words kind of put together as well. Ek meaning out of, and ecclesia is actually called, those who were called out of the world to go preach the gospel. Our fundamental identity as a church is not as those who are sent into the world with a mission, but those who are called out from darkness into his marvelous light. That's who we are to be as Christians. And so as Christians, there's a mission that we have. Jesus has a mission, and we have a mission. Now, before the 1500s, mission was actually really related to the Trinity. you know, it was the Heavenly Father who sent the Son, and Jesus saying, and I will be with you to the end of the age, but where I am, I'm going to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and I'm going to send you a helper. So when you think about mission, it had a very big Trinitarian sense for a long, long time. And of course, it's good for us to think of that. Being missional is to proclaim the Trinitarian God, the one who sent Jesus Christ, who's empowered us by the Holy Spirit so that we can be a church body and do the work and fulfill the Great Commission. But we also see here that how does the church proclaim Jesus? Jesus ministered to many people, many souls, and he had made preaching his priority. And so this is why we gather on a weekly basis for church, is to be under the Word, to hear the preaching of the Word. This is where in Mark chapter 1, verses 38 and 39, we read here, it says, "And he said to them, let us go on to the next towns, that I might preach there also, for that is why I came out. And he went throughout all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons." The purpose of this kind of Spirit-appointed ministry was to proclaim the good news to the poor, just as we heard earlier. Jesus also came to call sinners to repentance and faith. We read that earlier in Mark chapter 1, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." In fact, those are the first words recorded of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. And although Jesus frequently attended the physical needs of those around him, he healed many people, there is not a single example of Jesus going into a town with the purpose of healing or casting out demons, meaning he's done those things. But the Son of Man never ventured out on a healing or exorcism tour. His purpose was to seek and save the lost. And I think that's important, especially as we think about those who are saying, "Well, man, I feel shortchanged on some things. I need some financial help. I need some healing. I've been sick. And Lord, do these things for me." Listen, while of course we celebrate a God who is a miracle maker, he is not just someone who just gives us things. We are called to worship him and call him our Lord. Often we find people who say we want the miracles, but not the miracle giver. And I will say to you, if you're hearing this this morning or evening, wherever you are listening to our program, please know that when we say we're going to make Jesus the captain of our ship, the Lord of our lives, it really is to not just ask for things, although God can give us things that we need. The Lord's Prayer tells us that, you know, "Give us today our daily bread." You know, God wants to hear what's on your heart, what needs you have. But we don't go to God because we want stuff. We go to God because we want everyone around us, and maybe we need to tell it to ourselves more often, that you are the Lord of my life, and all of you is all I want.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.